Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday horny. You know it is Mad Monday up in here, can I tell ya? Listen, it's August the 29th, 2022, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my sauce off, honey. You know I got to push it over to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K. and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patan. Listen, now listen. This show is going to go very smooth. You hear me up in here? Listen, everybody that's on payroll needs to be moving around. You know what I'm saying? Listen. If you on my payroll, you ain't sitting down collecting debt. You know what I mean? Now, if you collecting dust, listen, I'm going to tell you something. After the music gets to playing, I'm going to get my bleach, I'm going to get my comic, and I'm going to get to dusting on your rusty tails. Okay? Now, you want to get them moving now? Set my bar up and get my drink. Now listen. It is Music Monday. It is Millionaire Music Monday, baby. Listen. August 29th, 2022, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. It's the musical salute up in here. Who is hearing your music? Oh, yeah. Yeah, your music is being heard by people all over the world. Let me tell you on today, your music is being heard by people all over the world, and this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum.com. We still only have two flavors. Ain't nothing changed. We still got vanilla and coconut. Vanilla is Gumba Gold. Coconut is Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. You know, I'd be glad we get some chocolate Gumba Rum. But, you know, some Hershey's chocolate Gumba Rum. Now, listen, why not? Now, y'all know I'm a champagne girl. So, listen, every day is a champagne day for me. You know what I'm saying? But, listen, every once in a while, there's nothing wrong with having a splash of Gumba Rum. Listen. This show is for independent artists, ASM Project, and the artist JJ the Wicked. Yes. Indeed, baby. It's going to be hot. Got some good music for you. Going to kick it on off with another day. This is a jam, baby. Check it out. Check.
Now I'm on the run, no one can win. second chance. We owe it to the circumstances. Let's stick together and continue to work for it.
Another day, another day. Listen, that is artist ASM Project. That sister is silky smooth, baby. Silky smooth. I am telling you, that song is the smoothness, smooth, smooth. Strong vocals. She got it going on. Indeed, indeed, indeed. She got it going on. I got some more music by this artist that is coming up that is hot. Hotter, hotter than a hot day in August, baby. Listen, she got it going on. It is smooth. I told you. She is just like Erykah Badu and Sade all mixed together, honey. Putting it down ice cold, honey. A little bit of Jill Scott, too. I am telling you. I'm telling you, she's ice cold, baby. This millionaire music. Y'all know I'm not playing when I'm talking about millionaire music. Now, check this out. Check this out. Just in case you didn't know, millionaire music is more than music, baby. It is multiple streams of income. Yes, 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 yes. Listen, I got some more music just coming up by the artist JJ The Wicked One. This one is Get Up, Get Up, Get Up, Get Up. Check it out.
Get up and let them problems go away. Tonight, tonight, we gonna have a party. Get up, get up, we don't care what the haters say. Get up, get up, get up, get up, yeah. JJ, the one and only Wicked One, coming in with the vicious skills, fulfilling them. Everybody thinking that I'm done, but they so dumb. Broke the tie down, now I'm here in the forefront. About to get it lit up like a wick. If you've been down and out, you need to get up out the crib. Yeah, we about to have a party tonight. Gonna break out the crown and some cold good light. Sometimes we get depressed, or maybe it's just life getting you stressed in. Or maybe you lost a loved one feeling hurt. Or maybe you got your heart broke by your girl. Regardless, this here is for you. You gotta get up and shake off the down of blues. There isn't nothing wrong with having a little fun, and you only live once, so come on, get up.
Get up, get up, and let them problems go away. Tonight, tonight, we gonna have a party. Get up, get up, we don't care what the haters say. Get up, get up, get up, get up, yeah.
Get up off the floor, get up off the couch. Get up out the bed, man, that ain't what you about. You might be feeling down, but you ain't up on the couch.
Get up, get up.
hey, get up. You know something, JJ said you got to get up. No matter what's done happened, you got to get up. You know what I'm talking about. Listen, you cannot stay down in Lolabar. You know, some people may not have ever heard that term, Lolabar. Lolabar is a place of really, really deep depression. Listen, Lolabar is like the belly of hell in depression. It goes far beyond depression. It goes far beyond anxiety. You know what I'm saying? Listen, so JJ is saying get up out of that stuff. You know what I mean? In the Bible, when they used to get depressed or something happened or they were really hurt especially in the Old Testament, you know what they would do? They would tear their clothes. They would say they would rent their clothes, but the expression is it is just showing the level of hurt that they are experiencing on the inside of their soul. So listen, I am saying that to say this. When you experience Lolabar, you know, depression or whatever, JJ is saying, get up. You still got to get up. You cannot lay down and just stay there. Because listen, let me tell you something. When you're in depression, like JJ is saying about get up, if you stay there, it is not going to go away, baby. It's not going away, darling. So listen, anxiety or depression does not just say, poof, I'm out of here, I'm gone. You got to do something. You got to get up. You got to get active. You got to shake yourself, baby. I remember years ago at church, I wrote this poem. They had me, we had this little program or whatever, and I did this poem, Shout It Out. It was called Shout It Out. And what that means is, if you're in the church, you understand what shouting or praising God is. So listen, the thing was with this particular poem that I wrote back then was you've got to shout your troubles out. I'm talking about you got to get up, you got to move yourself, you got to shake it off. Whatever you got to do, you got to shout it out. Because listen, it's not moving back. It's just like dirty clothes. Let me tell you something, because JJ is breaking something down with get up. It's just like dirty clothes. When you wear your clothes and your clothes get dirty, right? Listen, your clothes ain't going to clean themselves. They dirty, they depressed, they're disgusting, right? So listen, you're not going to just keep putting them on and wearing them over and over and over again because they're still dirty and disgusting and smelly and stinky. That's depression. So listen, when you put your clothes in the washer and you put all your detergent in and whatever you're going to clean it, you're washing it out, right? So listen, your clothes do not get clean by themselves. You got to do something to get it clean. It's just like depression. The same thing. You got to do something to wash the gunk out of your spirit and your heart, whatever is troubling you. So JJ is saying, get up. He is saying, get up. So listen, it means do something. You got to shake it off, baby. You got to shake it. And it's not easy all the time. You got to take one little step at a time. Okay, so listen, you know, I really, you guys know I do breaking news. And then I got some more music from independent artist ASM Project. Listen, you know, you keep coming across these stories, and then it's like, oh, my God, listen. I'm going to tell you guys what happened. Or just on this one, it's just so many, it's like, Jesus Christ. Listen, this news source is independent. This is in the UK. And let me see now here. This sex offender was trying to buy a girl for $100,000 at a store. He was at a store. He saw this girl, and I guess he liked her. It doesn't really say what store he was at. It doesn't say if it was Walmart or where he was shopping at, but he saw her and liked her and offered her $100,000. Are you kidding me? Let me go a little deeper here. Okay, listen. Okay. Oh, Jesus. Listen. Okay, I got the goods now. Listen, this was put out 9 hours ago. The guy was 85 years. What in the hell can he do at 85 years old? You know, he's dreaming. He's just having a dream, and it's my 85 years, and I understand that, you know, of course, men can perform much later at 80 years old and still do that thing, but listen, this guy is 85 years old. 85 years old. This is just insane. Listen, he was at a Winn-Dixie. It says Winn-Dixie grocery store. And he was making an offer to buy a female child. What? He was trying to buy the child from their parent. That is bizarrely weird. What in the world is an 85-year-old going to do with a child? What in the world is he going to do with a child? Let's see what is. Families claim the sex offender allegedly tried to buy girls at the store, also approached their daughters. This is crazy nuts insane. You know, is the world just going peanuts, banana crazy? I think that's what it is. Listen. Let me just move on and get on to some more good stuff up in here. So listen, this one is, AFM Project. You know, people are 85 years old. That man's got 1 foot in the grave. I'm sorry, I got to go back to this. He's got 1 foot in the grave and 1 foot on a dream. Listen, you know, if you're just trying to get your balls off or whatever, all you got, there's plenty of walking ladies around that's doing their business and doing their, you know what I'm talking about. So listen, $100,000, listen, he would be better off giving 10 grand to some hooker that's walking up and down the street in the UK. You know what I mean? And so over there, I'm pretty sure they can buy a house or a flat or whatever, put down payment. $100,000? Are you kidding me? He's got a dream. He's having $100,000 dream. That's what he's having because he ain't doing nothing much at 85 years old. What's he trying to do? Was he trying to buy her and make a maid out of her? I don't really think it was for sex. It couldn't have been for sex. I think maybe he was trying to have a maid or a house person. I think that's just crazy. So listen, he's not going to see the light of day again because he's 85 years old now, and you know, if they give him 20 years, he ain't getting out. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I guess he's trying to have some fulfillment and some joy at the end of his life. I don't know. To me, there's a whole lot of other ways. There's a whole lot of other ways. And with that kind of money, he could just hop his fat, ugly, disgusting ass on a plane, shoot right over to Amsterdam, and boom, bada, bada, boom, have all the fun you want, and you don't go to jail. So listen, it's just crazy. There's always a way to do what you got to do without going to jail. That's my thing. That is my thing. It's just crazy. It's just weird. And then who is this, Nicki Minaj? Did you guys hear Nicki Minaj's husband refuses to get registered as a sex offender? Well, you guys already know that story. But, yeah, he's not going to register as a sex offender. He's supposed to register as a sex offender, but he did his thing, too. And they got them on breaking news, and she's sitting beside him at the police station. I'm like, Jesus Christ. You know, it's just craziness, craziness. One day I'm going to do a show and just do the entertainment news because I am telling you, it just gets me all hyped up. Can you tell? Can you tell? So listen, I got Independent Artists ASM Project. This is To Be In This World. Y'all check this out.
Be a
I'm telling you, listen, that girl, I'm telling you, that sister got some vocals just like silk milk, like silk ice cold milk poured over diamonds. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? Her vocals are just that powerful, just that good. It's like, you ever heard of silk milk? People that, it's really almond milk. You ever heard of almond milk? So listen, her voice is just that good. It's just like a glass of almond milk, ice cold almond milk poured over diamonds. Can you imagine the goodness, the goodness? I'm not talking about drinking the glass of ice milk poured over diamonds. I'm talking about how the creamy, delicious sound of her voice is just silky goodness, baby. I'm telling you, it is ice cold bad, baby. You know, she's going to climb the charts. The artist and the producer, ASM Project, oh, that's a winner, winner, winner. I am telling you, listen, and I was still looking, as the music was going, I was still looking at this story with this 85-year-old guy. So listen, let me correct something here. This, I thought it was in the UK. It's in a UK paper, so it's the independent paper, but it's published in the UK. So get this now. It's published in the UK, but now it was at a Winn-Dixie, but get this, guys. It was at a Winn-Dixie in Florida, a grocery store in Florida. Listen, guys, in Florida. I am telling you, and this guy looks like, his face looks like a free blown out, a fart out of his face going backwards. You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? It's just like crazy. So listen. I got to get on about here. I am out of time. It is craziness. It is just wild crazy. So listen, I'm not going to talk about any more crazy stories. I see a bunch of them coming across my screen. It's just like, wow, banana nuts. But listen, I got to say this one more time. The young ladies that's singing on the ASM Project is just unbelievably, deliciously great and phenomenal, phenomenal. Listen, the ASM Project is a German songwriter, producer, and multi-instrumentalist, Andreas. In this project, he has dedicated himself to the preference for soul, neo-soul, and smooth jazz, and you can hear that goodness. The result are very catchy songs with great vocalists and musicians from all over the world. Exciting, varied, and simply great, and it is simply great. Let me tell you this. Listen, she's just like, you guys, of course, you know, Queen Latifah. You remember when Queen Latifah first started out and she was doing all the rap and everything, of course, and she matured and she got older. Of course, you got to change your style. But listen. The young lady with the song you just heard, it's just like Queen Latifah doing jazz. If you guys, if you have not treated your ears to hearing Queen Latifah singing jazz, you got to do that. This girl right here is just like Queen Latifah now. Queen Latifah is unbelievable, amazing. She amazing, amazing. She is walking grandness. You hear what I'm saying? Listen. See, listen, this is the level of things, what I'm talking about. Walking grandness. You got to walk in. Do you understand that? Do you understand your work when you are an artist as talented as the young lady that was just singing? Listen, she's walking on grand diamonds. You know what I'm saying? You guys ever seen a rare black diamond? Do you know how precious a black diamond is? It is so rare, and it's one of the most expensive diamonds in the world. Yeah. And they are diamonds that's found over in Africa. I am telling you, they have diamond mines. You guys already know this. They have diamond mines in Africa, and you can get rare black diamonds, and they are expensive as hell. So listen, I'm saying that to say this. This young lady and this voice is a rarity, and she is blowing her pipes. It is delicious goodness for your ears, I am telling you. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.